Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, Maseches Zvachim Daf Pei Zayin. We are holding on Pei Vav Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom of the Amud Itmar. We have learned as follows. Now this connects to yesterday, where we learned about these Eivarim, these limbs of the Karban Oyla, which are meant to be burnt on the Mizbeach, but they haven't yet been fully incinerated. Shriri, they've been, you know, hardened, dried up, dehydrated, so it's sort of an in-between state. They're not fully fresh anymore, but not fully ashes either. What happens to them? So we learned that, suppose they were on the Mizbeach and they popped off, they're on the floor. Do we return them to the Mizbeach? That depends on what time it is. If it's still before midnight, following the day of Hakrava, so until, let's call it 12 o'clock. Before 12, it belongs back on the Mizbeach. It's not yet fully burnt. It's still within the, you know, the time frame, you know, the primary Hakrava time frame. But if it's after 12, okay, so goes up there and it's after 12 and pops off and it's on the floor now, you don't need to put it back on because, you know, number one, it's partially burnt, partially processed. Number two, pretty much time's up. So, you know, the confluence of both of those factors, consider it a done deal, process complete, and no need to place it back on the Mizbeach. Now here comes an interesting question. Suppose these Eivarim, these limbs, were not present on the Mizbeach at midnight. Okay, so they came off at 11:59, and now it's 12:01, and you put it back on the Mizbeach. So it wasn't on the Mizbeach at 12 o'clock. Now 12 o'clock is what makes equal. Equal means it gets sort of digested. In a spiritual sense, it's considered digested, process completed. But the thing is that in this case, it wasn't up there at 12 o'clock. It came off at 11:59 and went back up at 12:01, so it missed that point of equal. It missed the midnight moment. What happens now? How long do we have to wait to consider these to be done and completed? How long do they have to wait on the Mizbeach? Itmar, we have learned, Pirshu Koidim Chatzois. They came off before midnight at 11:59. And he put it back, and he has to put it back, right? But by the time he got around to it, it was 12:01. How much longer do they have to stay on the Mizbeach? We have a machlekes. Rava Amar, well, you missed midnight. You have to wait till the next midnight because it's the chatzois moment that generates equal, that renders it digested and fully processed. Chatzois sheni, achlasin, you have to wait till the next chatzois, the following night. Rav Chisda Amar, no need to wait that long. Amud HaShachar, oy kalasin, dawn. Okay, so come morning, it's deemed digested, night's over, time's up. Amri Beirav, so in the yeshiva of Rav, they discussed, my time with Rav Chisda, why does Rav Chisda consider Alois HaShachar as the, you know, expiry moment? He says like this, Ava kavachoymer, Uma chatzois shein oise lina. Chatzois does not make lina, right? Lina means when carbon material stays overnight until the next morning. Chatzois doesn't do that. It doesn't have that effect. So despite its inability, in a sense, to do lina, oise ikol, but it will activate the equal moment. So chatzos is the equal moment and render these limbs as digested, as we explained. You know, if they're on the Mizbeach, they're on chatzos, chatzos has that effect. So despite it not having the ability to make lina, right? So again, lina means if there's cover material sitting in the Beis HaMikdash and it stayed overnight, it only becomes pasul belina the next morning. Chatzos doesn't have that effect. But still, it can have the equal effect on the Evarim on the Mizbeach. Certainly, Amud HaShachar, dawn, daylight, the next morning, Sha'is Alina, which has a Lina effect on general material sitting in the Beis HaMikdash. And it didn't, wouldn't you agree, Sha'is Eikol, That's wrong. You can make ikul on partially incinerated evarim. If you can do lina, and sort of shut the door, and, you know, expire the carbon material, likewise, certainly you can do ikul on evarim which had been partially burnt and partially processed. That's it. Time's up. Done deal. So that's the basis for Rav Chisda's opinion. Here comes another interesting twist. Pirshu koidem chatzos v'yachziron la'achar amud ha'shachar. Next case. The limbs left the mizbeach at 11:59, and by the time they got around to putting it back, it was after dawn, after the, you know, morning. So you missed amud ha'shachar. What happens now? Rabba Amar, he says, look, just like in the earlier case, just wait it out until tonight, midnight. Chatzos sheni echlosam. Rav Chisda Amar, he says it's too late. You missed your opportunity. And therefore there's no ikul forever. You have to just leave it on the mizbeach until it's fully burnt into ashes. V'chizda amar ein bo ikul olam. Because if you miss the first chatzos, you miss the first amud ha'shachar, so you missed your expiry date, so to speak. And now the only way to really consider it a done deal, if it's really a done deal, you have to fully burn it. Here's a question on this whole discussion. Why are we concerned, you know, about Ivorim that were off the Mizbeach at exactly midnight? Who says this halacha of chatzos making ikul is specific and limited to limbs that were present on the Mizbeach only? Perhaps chatzos can render any limbs, you know, in this state of partially burnt, consider them digested, equal, even if they're on the floor. Who says you have to be sitting on the mizbeach? So the whole issue is really a non-issue. Maskalar of Yosef, manlei melon de chatzos perisha mizbeach, meshavi lo equal. Who says that the chatzos factor only impacts the material while on the mizbeach? Dilma kolecha de mashkachalu mashvilu equal. Perhaps the equal effect lands on the item wherever he is, even on the floor. Shulchan Witam, in fact, he sent a reply, a halacha from Eretz Yisrael, concurring with Rav Yosef's opinion, Hilchasuk Rav Yosef, that Chatzos makes equal even on the floor. Itmar Nami, Amr Chibar Abba, Pirshu Kodim Chatzos, V'chziron Acha Chatzos. Likewise, he also concurs that even if the item left him is back before midnight and was returned after midnight, loy nanim loy mayalim. There's no me'ila anymore. You can't use it, but you can't consider it carbon material to the extent that there's me'ila. It's done. It's fully processed, despite being off the mizbeach at the midnight point. V'chein tana bar kapara, likewise bar kapara, in his braisa, pirshu koidem chatzos, even though it left before midnight, v'chziron lach chatzos and was returned after midnight, yoytzim de me'ila, loses me'ila. So location at the exact point of midnight apparently is not an issue. So Abaye asks Abaye. So then, what are we even discussing? What's the machlokes about? If from Eretz Yisrael they concur with Rav Yosef, the location is not an issue. Likewise, like Rav Yosef, that the Ivarim even off the mizbeach are affected by chatzos. So Rabbi Rav Chisda, my pligis, what's the machlokes at all between Rabbi and Rav Chisda? Assumingly, they all go with this, along with this position. Why would it be a machlekes? Amali b'shmeini, he says, you're right. We're speaking about something unique. Not, you know, fully hydrated, hardened limbs. They certainly would be considered sort of digested once chatzos comes around, irrespective of their location. Rather, we're speaking about limbs that are still a little fatty. And that sort of holds it back. Rashi says, the shomnan ma'akvon mili osas deshen. It's not yet fully hardened and dried, and therefore they will not be affected by chatzos. And apparently what the Gemara means is, in this case, certainly they have to be on the mizbeach, in the thick of things, for chatzos to consider them, you know, fully processed. But once they're off the mizbeach, then you're running into this question. Bo'im minei rava mirab. Okay, we slightly mentioned the idea of lina, right? So when carbon material stays overnight, past morning, it becomes pasul belina. Now that certainly applies when something is sitting on the floor of the azara. What happens if this material happened to be present on the mizbeach? He's home on the mizbeach, and then lina comes around, morning comes around. Shall we say that renders it pasul, or shall we say no? He's already at his destination. He's sitting in Mizbeach. And that sort of protects it. It gives it immunity from any lina affecting it. Right? So lina basically would mean, you know, if it stayed past, you know, past morning, before being processed, fine. But if it's already on the Mizbeach, it's mid-process. So, you know, it doesn't expire. So Rava asked Rava, when something is on the Mizbeach, is it affected by lina or not? Again, the point of lina is that today's carbon has to be processed today. If it stays over till tomorrow, it's gone. But if it's already it's sitting on the Mizbeach, perhaps it's different. Okay, where exactly is this material? Explain to me your question. Ilei medelo yerdu. Are we speaking that it's sitting on the Mizbeach? And the question is, should I remove it or not? Well, for sure the answer is no. Because we all know that once something reaches the Mizbeach, it stays there, right? You don't take it off. Hashta, even lono ba'azora amras delo yerdu. Even regular, ordinary material that was sitting on the floor of the azora and became pasul when the next morning came around. But once you put it on the Mizbeach, you do not remove it, right? Certainly in our case where it's already sitting on the Mizbeach, but it goes without saying that you leave it there. So there's no question about what to do. Ve'elo de yard. Oh, apparently we're speaking that for some reason it was removed. So again, it was on the Mizbeach when morning came around. And then somebody took it off. Now we have an interesting question. Shall we consider this material pasul? In which case you can't return it to the Mizbeach, or do you say Mizbeach protects it from lina and never became pasul when morning came around while it was on the Mizbeach? L'shulchan b'daminila. So one side of the coin says, look, compared to the shulchan, the table and the hechel, which has the breads on it, and we know that those breads can stay on as long as you want, they don't become pasul b'lina. D'snan, afilu heinan al shulchan yamim rabim, im kach klum, even if the breads were sitting on the shulchan for many days. So lina protects, the shulchan protects its material from lina. Or shall we compare the mizbeach to the ground? After all, it's not a vessel. A shulchan is a kli, right? A utensil. But a mizbeach is an in-ground structure. Perhaps it doesn't have that effect, that power to protect. So Rabbi responds, the answer is no. Lina does not disqualify something sitting on the mizbeach. Now the question is, did Rava accept it or not? Did he accept this position and agree with it or not? Toshma, we're going to prove that he did not accept Rava's response. He held that even when something is on the Mizbeach, it could become pasul via lina. Toshma, the itma we have learned. Evarim shalona ba'azara. We have limbs of a carbon that happened to be sitting on the azara when morning came around. Mekater, sorry, while still... They're on the floor during as the night was passing. Okay, so it's not yet morning. All right, before Leis HaShachar, says the Braisa, Mikata v'hoylach kol halayla. Okay, so you continue, you can put them on the Mizbeach all night until morning. Lo no b'reish shom Mizbeach. Now, if they were on the Mizbeach, and, you know, the night's passing. So even if they stayed past morning, you can continue, you know, burning them. But that's while they're on the Mizbeach. What about Yardu? If they had been removed after morning from the Mizbeach, they're sitting on the floor, what do we do now? So that's pretty much our question, right? Rabba Amayalu, Rabba Amalayalu. Rabba said you can return it because since it was on the Mizbeach when morning came around, it was unaffected by Lina, and now it's kosher material. Put it right back. Rav Amar lo yal, he says, no. They became pasul through Lina despite being on the Mizbeach. Shema Minah, this proves that in fact, like kibul minei, Shema Minah, that Rav did not accept Rav's position. According to him, Lina will impact items even while on the Mizbeach. Kishem shem Mizbeach mekadesh. Now go back, let's go back to the Mishnah, where we learned that just as Mizbeach absorbs even deficient materials to the extent that you don't take it off the Mizbeach once on, likewise the kevesh, the ramp, and likewise clay sharis will sanctify their content despite, you know, the deficiency within that content. Tanu Rabbanan, how do we know? Hanagia b'Mizbeach. Pasuk says once you come into contact with the Mizbeach, you become Kaddish. Ein le'el Mizbeach, perhaps only the Mizbeach has that effect. Kevesh minayin, what about the ramp? Tamo leimar, es ha-Mizbeach, that adds the ramp as well. Klei sharis minayin, how do we know that they too have this effect? Tamo leimar, kol hanagia b'Mizbeach. So this is the pasuk speaking about anointing the klei sharis, and again, anything that comes into them becomes Kaddish. B'Mizbeach, Rish Lakish, Mabiechna. To what extent do we say that material in a klei sharis attain a higher level of kedusha, despite the fact that they're apostle? Klei sharis mao shikachos apsul. So he thought what he was asking was as follows. We know that once material is placed in a klei sharis, like let's say mincha material, once it's in a klei sharis, it gets elevated, it gets upgraded. So until now, it was only monetarily holy. You can redeem it, you can transfer the kedusha onto money because it's just about the value. But once it reaches the klei sharis, which is a server of the mizbeach, it becomes inherently kadosh like a carbon, becomes mizbeach material. And now it acquires a higher level of kedusha called kedushas haguf, inherently kadosh, cannot be redeemed. If something goes wrong, you have to burn it, etc. So he thought that Rish Lakish was simply asking, was posing this question regarding, you know, trying to define the level of kedusha in this material once placed in the klei sharis. Klei sharis ma'ase yikachos apsul. Amalais, he says, the answer is yes. Tani, so we have the Mishnah, k'shem shem mizbeach kevesh mekachin, it's a royal hand, just like the mizbeach and kevesh have that effect, kach kelim mekachin, like with the kelim. It becomes kedusha as a guf, and even though it's pasul, you can't just redeem it, you have to burn it, etc. Amalais, he says, no, that wasn't my question. That I knew. My question was, perhaps we can take it a step further. My question was, shall we say that once this material is in a klei sharis, you can now take it up on the Mizbeach and offer it on the Mizbeach despite the fact that it's possible? Klei sharis has that elevating effect. Just like when something is on the Mizbeach and stays up there, perhaps the klei sharis has that same effect and allows it to be taken further to Mizbeach. That was my question. Well, he says, that also can be resolved based on our Mishnah. Hanami Tanina, take a look at the Mishnah. It would seem that the answer is yes. Shekivlu psulin v'zorkas dami. The Mishnah seems to describe a continuum. A carbon which experienced a double strike. Double deficiency. Number one, a puzzle fellow did the Kabbalah and also did the Zrika. Okay, so in that case, the Mishnah says, well, despite all these mishaps, the carbon material put on the Evarim of this carbon on the Mizbeach are not removed. But preferably, you would not put the Evarim on the Mizbeach because there was a Kabbalah Psula and a Zrika Psula. But it sounds from the Mishnah, let's make a diuk. Suppose it did not experience a double mishap, only a single mishap. A apostle fellow did the Kabbalah, which renders the dam that he was makabel dam pasul, right? But suppose a qualified person would go now and do the zrika. That would be A-OK. That's what it sounds like, because... What do you mean? The dam is pasul? Because once the dam reaches a klei sharis, and the klei sharis is makadesh that dam, it is makadesh and enables it to be further processed and placed on the mizbeach, despite its deficiencies. That's your answer to your question. Klisharis has that ability. My love, let's assume the Mishnah means that both things went wrong, but otherwise it would be okay to proceed. Shekib b'psul, v'zaruk b'psul. Lie. No, who says that's the correct understanding of the Mishnah? Perhaps we're speaking that only one mishap occurred. Either Kabbalah or Zrika, and still we say you should not proceed. Lie. No, shekib b'psul, or inami, or shekzaruk b'psul, or the psul and the zrika, so one or the other. disables the carbon and will not allow it to be, you know, preferably not allow it to be processed. So he thought I had a right from the Mishnah that Klisharis HaMekadosh to allow it lechatchila for the Mizbeach. We don't really have a clarity on that. Now let's go back to the basic halacha. Possible material placed on the Mizbeach stays there. What about the airspace above the Mizbeach? So we spoke about the surface of the Mizbeach. What about the air suspended over the Mizbeach? Does that have the same power as the Mizbeach itself or not? Aver Mizbeach, Mizbeach, Tami, or maybe not, Tashma. Here comes a right. We just learned Kashem Shem Mizbeach Mekadesh, Kach Kevesh Mekadesh. Just as Mizbeach has that effect, likewise the ramp. Now, when something's on the ramp, you have to get it to the Mizbeach. And if you're going to pick it up and enter their airspace, and the airspace doesn't qualify, then you've disabled your carbon. How could you ever get to the Mizbeach? Apparently, airspace works as well. The armis aver Mizbeach, lavke Mizbeach, dami. If the airspace is not considered, then aver kevish as well. Nami lavke kevish dami. Let's assume just as airspace of Mizbeach doesn't work, airspace of ramp neither. Hechi masikle, mikevish to Mizbeach. How is he ever going to transport this material from the kevish to Mizbeach without running it through the airspace? Havali yorid, because if he gets it through the airspace, which is considered off, then it's like off. The answer is denugatly. He'll drag it. Okay, so always stay connected to the surface. What do you mean? But avariyesh min kevish to Mizbeach, we all know that there's a little airspace, a pocket of air between ramp and Mizbeach, as required, as we discussed in the past. How's he going to get it past that airspace? The answer is, even if part of the limb is over the airspace, but it's always going to be a part over the kevish and a part of the mizbeach. So it's going to be mostly connected to the surface, and that's sufficient. Rubay le kevish ke kevish. You know, when he's taking it from ramp to mizbeach over that airspace, at any given moment, either 51% is on the kevish, so the part that's over the airspace sort of gets tacked onto that and, you know, is treated accordingly. Or likewise, if it's mostly on mizbeach, then it's good as well. Rubay le kevish ke kevish. Rubay le mizbeach mizbeach. And this way, it's okay. Says the Gemara, Tifshet Maha Hadabai Rami Vachama. But inevitably, you're going to be resolving another question because, true, the majority of the limb is sitting on the surface of the Kevish or the Mizbeach, but part of it is suspended mid-air. So why is that counted? The answer is, you're going to have to say, Yesh Chibur Lo'ilin. Rami Vachama had a question. Something which is attached to an item which is oilim, which had been sitting on the Mizbeach, is it treated accordingly or not? According to you, you have to say yes. Yesh chibur l'oilim. Oilim. See, he had a question, yes or no. Tifshet yesh chibur. Based on this analogy, you're compelled to say the answer is yes. Because we're sort of attributing the hanging part to the connected part. Holy kashya, okay. Nishkeferlech, not so terrible. Tifshet, fine. So let's resolve that question. Interesting, they have a question the Mukhe Chaim brings. What about 50-50? Let's say you have half on the kevish and half on the let's say you have a moment where it's not mostly on the kevish or the mizbeach. So he says they bring away from other mefarshim, they say that you could combine as long as a majority of this limb is sitting either on the kevish or the mizbeach, you can combine those two surfaces. This way, you're always safe. Okay. Mask of the Rav Bar Avchanan. He has a question. We're not sure whether airspace is considered, right? He says, how could you even consider airspace like the Mizbeach? How could you say it is? If airspace is considered like the Mizbeach, I have a question. Oila soif, right? You take an oila bird, and as you're doing the malika, you're thinking, you're expressing your intentions to the effect that you're going to process it in the wrong time. Make pigle, right? So you're going to burn it, to be makta the material, on Mizbeach, tomorrow. The halacha is that the carbon becomes pasul, becomes pigle. But how? Why? After all, where is he doing the malika? As we learned in the past, he did a malika on the Mizbeach. So once he's on the Mizbeach, it's become absorbed in the environment. It's there already. So who cares what he's thinking? I'm thinking of bringing it back to... It's here already. It's done. It's in the airspace of the Mizbeach. It's absorbed. It arrived at its destination. So what if he's thinking of burning it to... It's already here. So even though it's really possible because of his machshava, but the fact is, meaning, even if he would actually carry out his machshava, okay, let's say, I'm going to do it tomorrow, I'll actually do it tomorrow. It's irrelevant. Because you can still process it tomorrow, despite the fact that it's past today. Because im alolo yerdu, any item which is on mizbeach stays there. It can be processed there. So why is this thought detrimental? Why does his plan ruin his carbon? Again, even if you would theoretically carry out his plan, the carbon can still be a success. Because once it's here, you process it anyways. So it's sort of a circular. So why would his thinking of doing this affect the carbon, adversely affect the carbon? He's not planning on doing something which ruins the carbon. The carbon will be successful regardless. And again, this is all because Aver Mizbech is Kimizbech, because right now it's already in the airspace. So it's there, it's done. It's absorbed, stays here. You can process it regardless. Oilas Oif, the puzzle of Machshava, the Machshava that disqualifies an Oilas Oif, talking about Machshava of Pigel, Hech Mishkachza, how does that work? How called the Mizbech? After all, the Mizbech already absorbed it and grabbed it. Right? So how can a Machshava Chutz Zmanei be poisel? Because even if he would theoretically carry out his devious plans, it wouldn't disqualify the carbon. So how could a machshava of that type of outcome, which is okay regardless, disqualify the carbon? Maskalar of Simi Bar Ashi. I'll tell you how. I'll tell you. What do you mean? Why can't you have it in the following case? If you're going to Omar, was speaking that the Kohen expresses as follows. I'm doing the Malika now with the intention of taking it off the Mizbeach tomorrow and bringing it back. Oh, and once it's off, you can't put it back, right? So that would disqualify the carbon. That's a Machshav of Pigul. Hareini Malka Almanas Leirid de Lamachar Elalois Laktira. I'm doing Malika Almanas with the intention of removing the material from the Mizbeach tomorrow. You know, after tomorrow comes around, I'll take it off. Lalois, I'll put it back and be mocked. That you can't do. Well, again, that's really depends on our previous discussion. You see, this bird was on the Mizbeach when morning came around. So that ties into that question, whether Lina affects and disqualifies material sitting on the Mizbeach or not, right? Hanicha, yeah, that would be true of the Rav, according to Rav, the Omar. Lina, the Lina phenomenon, is going to impact Mayelas, even something which is Bereshit Mizbeach. So according to that, you're right. If he would carry out his plan, it would disqualify the carbon. El Rabba Damar, but according to Rabba, says no, it's protected. It's immune. Ein Lina Mayelas, Bereshit Mizbeach. Less the Machshavta, so his Machshavta wouldn't really do anything. Well, the Rabba Damar Mishkachas, even to Rabba, I can find you a case that it would ruin the carbon. Can go into Omar. We're speaking that he's saying as follows. I'm doing the Malika. I'm going to read the Kaidim Ashachar. I'm going to take the bird off before morning. I'm put it back after morning. So morning, let's say, is 4 o'clock. I'm going to take it off 3:59. Off the Mizbeach. At that point, it's not protected by the Mizbeach environment. It loses that immunity. Come 4 o'clock, Lina kicks in. It becomes bustle. And then I plan on taking it back up. Inappropriate. So thinking about that, having that in mind, is planning something inappropriate for the carbon that makes it possible. On the other end, he says, "Lach gisa miyotivshet." If anything, I can prove otherwise. You were trying to prove that the airspace evidently is not like the Mizbeach, because otherwise, why would you? Why would it turn into a pigle, right? So I gave you a scenario. If anything, prove the other way. If anything, you can confirm the other direction, that the aver kemizbeach, that in fact, the inner space of a mizbech does have the same effect of the mizbech, just the opposite. Why? Listen to this. This hakadaitach aver mizbech lavka mizbech dami, because otherwise, if the inner space is not as powerful as the mizbech, let me take you to a different case. Instead of an oila soif, let's talk about a chata soif. Chata soif besula hechi maze midama. Suppose he takes a chatos bird. Does a malika shaloi lishma. Having the wrong carbon in mind. We know that disqualifies the chatos. Now in the Mishnah we learned back on, you know, a couple of days ago, we learned that this type of carbon, which is possible, once it's on the mizbeach, you keep on going. In malo layer, you don't take it off, you keep on going. Which would inevitably involve also doing hazah. Next step after malika is hazah. You have to spray the blood from this bird on the mizbeach. But how could he ever get to that point without lifting the bird off the mizbeach? He's got to pick it up and spray. Hechi mazim midam, have a layard. If airspace is out of bounds, so by lifting it to spray, he has taken it off the mizbeach. How could he proceed? Likewise, sharp su mechizaraglu. Likewise, we discussed in the Mishnah, other animal carbons that became possible. And they're on the mizbeach, you keep on going. What do you mean keep on going? Evidently, you have to do zrika. Zrika involves taking the blood off the mizbeach and spraying it. Hechizaraglu, midama. Without entering their airspace, which according to you might be problematic. The answer is no. Who says? The magalu. He just dabs them. He never removes it off the surface. He just takes the blood and just dabs it. Well, dabbing is not a proper hazah. Ha-azahi? Is this called hazah? Which involves spraying? Mitzui. It's just squeezing. It's the second thing that you do there. You squeeze the animal. That's mitzui. Trickling and... Right? Squeezing and trickling, that's by direct contact. Here you need a spray. Likewise, by the dam of a behemo, you need zrika. It has to be sprayed and thrown. Hazrika. Shvicha is just pouring. That doesn't work. Furthermore, even if it is technically defined as hazah and zrika, v'chi derech hazah v'kach. Derech zrika v'kach. Is it considered the proper way of doing it? Right? Presumably the Gemara means that if it's not done properly, it doesn't work. So, that can't be how he's going to proceed and do the blood. The only way is to actually lift it off the mizbeach and do the hazah and the zrika. So doesn't that prove our point? That yes, aver mizbeach is like the mizbeach. Says the Gemara, no. Amar Rav Ashi, we're not really on... There was never a question in a case where a person is standing on the mizbeach and holding something, even if he's holding it up high in the airspace. The fact is, he's a conduit. He's sort of an extension, because he's standing on the mizbeach. Of course, that item in his hand relates to the mizbeach and is just as good as sitting on the floor. There's no question about that. So that resolves this question of the hazor and the zrika. That wouldn't be considered off the mizbeach, because the kohen who's on the mizbeach is holding that item. If the kohen is actually holding them on the mizbeach, of course, there wouldn't be an issue. Kika Omar o kikam ebayilon. Our whole question about defining airspace was speaking about something which is suspended mid-air, sitting on a pole or hanging. Delinu bakanya, hanging off a pole. My, that was the question. And that cannot be resolved with your proof. Take when that's left unresolved. Okay, so we discuss the status of these evarim at midnight. If they're fully hardened and dried, even if they're off the mizbeach, chatzois shuts the door and completes the process. We had an interesting question regarding the psolina. Does it affect items? Certainly items on the floor, yes, but what about on the mizbeach? So on the floor, yes. On the shulchan, they're immune, but on the mizbeach, which is sort of not the floor, but not really a kli shoris, Rava says unaffected. Rava says they're susceptible to lina as well. We learned that the klisharis are also makadish, psulim. We discussed avir mizbeach or avir kevish. And we resolved that certainly if it's a kohen holding the item, and a kohen himself is on the mizbeach or the kevish, certainly the item is deemed on the mizbeach and on the kevish and protected. But the question would be if something is actually suspended midair. is Eretz space considered like the Kevesh HaMizbech? So let's say the item is puzzled, do you leave it there? Do you apply the Halacha of Ma'idol LaYered? We left it as Teiku. All the best to you, and Hatzlacha Rabbah.